All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Brought to you by Gold's Gym. Today's story is The Ark of God Captured.
After losing 4,000 men in battle with the Philistines, the elders of Israel had an idea. We'll take the Ark of God with us in the battle. It will give us victory. So they sent for the Ark of God, and the sons of Eli brought it to the camp. The Israelites shouted for joy, but the Philistines panicked. Oh, their gods are now in their camp. We're doomed. The Philistine leaders stood before the troops. Be strong and act like men. Fight like you've never fought before. So the Philistines fought as if they had everything to lose. Israel was crushed. 30,000 men were killed, including Eli's two sons. The Philistines then captured the Ark of God and took it to their own camp. Back in Israel, Eli was sitting on a chair beside the road waiting for a report from the battle. A man ran up to the 98-year-old priest and said, "Our men were slaughtered today. Your two sons were killed, and the Ark of God was captured." When Eli heard about the Ark of God, he fell backwards off the chair, breaking his neck. Eli's daughter-in-law was due to give birth to a child. She heard about the Ark of God, her husband's death, and how her father-in-law died. Suddenly, she went into labor and gave birth to a son. Just before she died, she named the boy Ichabod, which means the glory has departed.
For a more complete version of the daily story, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.